Hello, and you're very welcome to another episode of Heritage at the Heart podcast. I'm Cara Ward, Heritage Officer with Monaghan County Council, and I'm here today with Ronan McKenna and with Denise Jordan from Monaghan County Council. Ronan,
Hello.
Tell me about Shanco Church.
Shanco Church is an old Church of Ireland church who had fell into disrepair. The congregation had died out and moved on to St. Maud's down in Errigal, and the congregation was not just there, and we seen it up for sale, and we decided, we seen a vision that we would maybe take it back to its former glory.
Brilliant. So we're just at the roadside. We're here in North Monaghan and just off the end too, and we're walking up towards the church here now. I can see it has scaffolding on it at the minute. So you took it on, and it was quite a project, was it?
It was a very big project. The trees were growing through the windows. The vegetation, you couldn't see it. And lucky enough, there was no graveyard, so it meant we could clean round it and get it cleaned up. But it was a very, very, very desolate place.
Yes. So how did you start, or where did you begin with the project?
We started off at the road where we started. There was vegetation. That's what I would call it. You couldn't see the gate, you couldn't see the walls, you couldn't see anything. And as we stripped it back, these cut stone piers, lovely gates, everything just started to appear. Then that was an entrance. We finally got an entrance. There's 2 point some odd acres in it, and it was totally overgrown. You couldn't even walk through it. So we started at the road, found the old lane that led up to the church, or driveway as it would have been called in its day, and we just cleared it from there. There's some beautiful photographs
of how it was before.
How it was
well.
Before, yeah. And then of what it really looked like, as in how bad it was.
Yes, of course. And it's obviously still a work in progress, but you can see already that the entrance has been cleared. There's been a bit of a clearing made around it, and it's standing tall. And we can see workmen up there on the scaffolding whistling away, and the birds are whistling. It's a lovely spot.
It's a beautiful setting. It's a dream.
Yeah.
You don't get this everywhere.
No, and what is the vision, or what is your dream for it?
The vision for us is to open a coffee shop with a small farm shop and maybe a restaurant at night. Maybe.
Very good.
Depends on how easy and how it flows. But the farm shop and the coffee shop. In this area, there's Glaslough, there's Munn Mills, but in the Truth area, there's no coffee shop to attract the passing trade for a sit down and a nice, tranquil place.
And it's well located.
It's about 50 to 100 metres off the N2.
Very good.
That's what it is.
And so, without getting too much into it, the funding aspect, did you manage to get any funding to help you with the project?
Originally, when we bought it, we didn't know funding would be available.
Yeah.
Then we seen the Built Heritage and different fundings available. So we applied for one. We got a grant of $35,000 on the stage one, on the front wall, which helped immensely.
And that's
was
from
great.
The department, is it?
That was the one
that Denise then in the council here would administer the funding?
Yes, so Ronan has applied the last 2 years for funding under the Historic Structure Fund, and he's been successful in getting that from the department.
Very good. And it's obviously helped with the
Every
project.
Little helps.
Every little helps. And I'm sure these jobs
helps.
Aren't... cheap or easy, so it is a labour of love, really, isn't it?
It is a labour of love.
Yeah. So we'll walk on up and you can show us some of the features.
As the laneway approaches the tower on the front of the building, the tower would be something like 5 scaffolding stories high. The pinnacles that was on the top of it were on the ground.
Oh, right.
They were on the ground. They were broken. The stonework with the ivy and everything, the pointing, everything was really, really gone. So there's a stained glass window. Well, there's a glass window with leaded glass window in the front of it, which children over the years have pegged stones at.
Oh, yeah.
Something to play. So that happens. But we have the glass sourced to renew it.
Fantastic.
We have the wooden louvered windows, which are Gothic in shape.
Mm-hmm.
We have them away for repair.
Fantastic.
And if the scaffolding wasn't here, this building mm-hmm. stands out.
Yes.
It really stands out.
Yeah, it's unique. It's nice architectural features. And who have you had advice from architects? And
yes, we have Craft Studios.
Yeah.
Craft Studios would have applied for the funding for mm-hmm. us. They would have supplied maps. They would have applied architects. Everything. We follow their plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so they were able
And they work closely. They have a heritage officer who works closely with Monaghan
mm-hmm.
Heritage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it really fits in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And Denise, so how does someone go about applying for funding like that?
So every year the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage issue grants. There's two different streams of grants. There's built heritage for smaller projects
mm-hmm.
and the Historic Structure Fund is to cover bigger projects mm-hmm. like Ronan's here at Shankill. Mm-hmm. And the both schemes are advertised in November time
mm-hmm.
and people can apply. Anybody with a protected structure in Monaghan can apply mm-hmm. to Monaghan County Council for that funding.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a stream for vernacular buildings, isn't there?
So, there is.
Yeah, but so this is obviously a protected structure and that's how you sort of qualified for this funding?
Yes, because it was a protected structure, mm-hmm. it left it that we were, it was available to fund to buildings like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd advise anybody to look for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so then you need that sort of conservation specialist then, the architects, to help you with the application and to help you with the specifications and all that specialist knowledge. So let's take a walk on around maybe, and I don't know if we can go in. It's probably not...
It is safe. It is safe.
Yeah.
This front wall would be somewhere around 60 foot long.
Uh-huh.
There'd be three cut stone windows.
Yeah, I can see them. Yeah.
And all that cut stone had come loose.
Right. So it was in a bad state.
It was in a very bad state.
Very bad state. Whenever you took the vegetation off, it was obvious how...
It was really. We didn't believe it was as bad till we started to work at it.
Yeah.
It looked fine.
Yeah.
But when we started to work at it, you could see that it needed attention.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. with the help of some good builders...
Mm-hmm.
and some very skilled people,
yeah.
we have turned it around.
We have.
As you see, it stands out.
It does. It really is something else. I mean, having not seen it the way it was, but it looks fantastic now. And how much do you have left to do you think? I mean, obviously,
it's a three-year project.
Yet, a three-year project. And we're year two, or?
We're in year two.
Yeah.
We're in year two. The roof, we had to remove the roof because it was unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be next year's project to head for the roof.
Yes.
Somebody over the years stole the stained glass window out.
Out of the rear?
Out of the rear of it.
Or the elevation at the back?
At the back of it.
Yeah, okay.
But that will be renewed at some stage.
You'll get a replacement.
Get a replacement.
And where do you get that done? I mean, you obviously have specialist stained
glass.
Craft
Studios have sourced.
Mm-hmm.
somebody to do that for us.
Fantastic.
So they have.
And that's your wee louvered window up the top?
That's the louvered window. The bell tower.
Uh-huh.
The bell of this building went to a Church of Ireland church in Fintna.
Oh, right.
And we are replacing the beams that carry the bell at the minute.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to source a bell.
Uh-huh. Oh, very
so
good.
Hopefully a bell will ring again in Shankill uh-huh. Church.
Isn't that lovely?
At some stage.
Fantastic.
Well,
yeah.
It's hard to source a bell. England, we have to go to England, I believe, to source a bell.
Will you get a new one made, or
no.
You mean it's one that is?
We'll go for an antique one.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a brass bell.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And who will ring it? I don't know.
You'll be the man to ring it when it gets cut up again. Fantastic. Do we want to go on round to the side? Just gonna go into the church. Please. Now, duck your head under the scaffolding.
As we approach the front door here, you can see the craftsmanship in making the stone for around the window, yeah. Around the door.
Yeah.
It's the tradesmanship is unreal.
Unbelievable. So are these original? Some of them I can see are original. Are there any replacements?
No, there's no replacements done. Those are all original. But there is some stones cracked where the steel pins that held the door rusted and broke the stone. That's what did happen. We walk into the tower and it's five stories high.
Five stories high. Wow, that's some height, isn't it?
It is. It's a very tall.
It is actually. And it's already on a bit of a height here anyway, so it's very imposing.
It's very imposing.
Yeah.
But with the trees, we measured some of the trees that are 120 foot high that's round it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what leaves it
not
as dominant.
Yes, you're right.
On
if
the
they
skyline.
Were gone, it would be very obvious.
You wouldn't.
So what are we doing in here? So are you taking away this render?
There's old lime mortar render. It'll have to be removed and will be replaced.
Yeah.
The vision is for this tower is to have a local on-screen, what way would you put it, as in Bord Fáilte or the likes of for advertising local, say, guest houses, history of the area, amenities that you can see all online, on screens as you come into the...
It sort of signposts people to other places in this area.
That's what the vision is for this tower.
Fantastic.
We're going to put a floor halfway up, and that'll be the office for the whole building.
Brilliant.
Because it'll be a waste of space
the
whole way to the top. But there was an original floor in there, but it had come rotten. But the reason it was there was, this is an original ladder from the top.
Fantastic.
There was a ladder stayed round the back under a slight wee cover, and it came out and it took you up to the first floor. Then you used this ladder to go up to the second floor. Then there was a small, you could say a Velux, but not a Velux, a window in the roof, where they opened it up and you got out on the roof to clean the spoutings inside the tower.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Somebody had nerve.
Absolutely, that's what I was going to say. I think I'd fancy that job.
That's one of the original ladders and it's still in... It's in great nick.
What is that made out of?
It's made out of pitch pine.
So it's good, solid.
So that'll go back up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. And so
that's the window I was explaining.
The
stained glass window that the... Well...
You can see every pane is shattered. I don't think there's hardly any intact, is there?
But they say it's easy enough fixed.
Yes.
Because it's all only putty and... But there is specialists to do that.
So they sort of just sit in with the putty. And
they sit in with the putty.
Yeah, so that should be... because the rest of it is in good nick.
It's in good nick.
Yeah. So we'll go on into the main body of the church. And even though there's still a bit of work to be done, it's looking really well. You can see the floor... has been cleared out, so there's no floor surface. The floor is actually gone completely.
When we started here, there was the seats. Some of the seats was intact. Half the roof had collapsed.
Yeah.
Some of the seats were intact. We can see a block in the middle of the floor. That's part of the stairs that went down to the basement.
Oh, right.
And in the basement, there was a boiler.
Uh-huh.
Where the fire was lit, and the smoke went up through a chimney under the floor. And out to through the side, and up out through the outer chimney.
That was
the heating.
Yes.
And they say it was a great heating system.
So this suspended floor then above it?
There was a suspended floor above it.
Yeah.
But all that was rotten.
Right, indeed.
There was none of it salvageable.
So there was a wee basement, but nothing that you could go into.
No, nothing. It was just... There's a beautiful stone wall.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to point that and to keep that open.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of it will get rendered with lime mortar.
Mm-hmm. And you can still almost see a bit of the ceiling there. And these metal braces, are they part of the original ceiling structure?
They're part of the original structure.
Yeah.
That's what holds.
Holds it.
Holds the walls together.
Oh yeah, holds the walls together. Yeah.
But the detail in the ceiling was unreal first time.
Yeah. Yeah. You can still see a bit of it.
How did they reach that?
The moulding there.
How did they reach that to do
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It's because it's quite a height.
It is.
Those windows are massive.
We had to replace most of the brick around the windows.
Okay.
The weather and the frost had deteriorated them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of the first grant covered the lime mortar, as in the pointing on the front of the building,
yeah,
plus the replacement of those bricks and the removal of vegetation.
Mm-hmm. And that's on the south wall, and we have three windows on that wall, but we don't have any on the northern face. Is that because of the sun? I mean, we have us more shaded on that side.
They say that was for the congregation couldn't afford the price of it.
Okay, the tax, the window tax?
Something like that.
Yes, okay.
So that was why there was no windows on the back of it.
Right.
And that leaves it a blank canvas for anything we want to do.
Well, that's good, yeah, absolutely.
That's what they say.
And so the reveals on the windows, were they originally brick?
They were originally brick. They were originally brick.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a handmade brick, as in it was a fired brick, mm-hmm, but they called them a handmade brick.
Yeah, so they're a different dimension to modern brick. They're slightly smaller, aren't
slightly
they?
Slightly smaller, and no brick was the same size, and there was a lot of
natural
defects in them, because they weren't pressed with a hydraulic press or anything at that stage.
Exactly.
It's a different way of working.
But they're beautiful, and so obviously some of these bricks might have to be cut out and replaced, but a lot of them look solid enough. What is that little feature there?
There's timber wedges, mm-hmm, in the stonework.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that was done, they used lattices,
uh-huh,
and then that held the lime mortar for like a dry lining. If we look up the building and onto the scaffolding, there's one of them up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I'd say, small,
I see what you mean,
inch wide timbers.
Yes.
Packed together.
Yeah.
And then they held the mortar.
Indeed. So
stick to.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't stick to the stone. Plus, it gave a dry lining.
Yeah.
But when the roof was gone, there was no more dry lining.
Mm-hmm. Gone. Yeah.
Gone.
Washed away.
Gone. But the weight of we go back to the moulding on the roof.
Yeah.
The weight of that moulding, the depth of it, uh-huh, is unreal.
Yes.
But I suppose there was no plasterboard in that stage at that time.
Right.
So that's what left. The skilled work was unreal.
Mm-hmm.
It's finding someone to do the same skilled work now is going to be the problem.
That's it. So what have you left to do this year? What's the plan?
This year, our grant covers the pointing of the tower, the renewal of the pinnacles, which we have done.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of stone on the front who had deteriorated with frost,
mm-hmm,
and cracked.
Mm-hmm.
They've been replaced,
mm-hmm,
and now half the building down till, they call it the plinth area, mm-hmm, has been pointed, and the builders has to come back and point the rest of it to the ground. That's part of the grant.
Yeah.
I nearly forgot. There's a small roof inside the tower, as in it's 4 foot down from the original top of the tower,
mm-hmm,
and it is lined with lead guttering, and the lead guttering has been replaced at the minute, and the new roof, a new Vanger Blue roof using the old slates of the building, will be put back in place.
Brilliant.
That's part of our grant this year.
That's for this year.
That's this year's grant.
And then next year you'll be looking for...
Next year we're hoping the large roof the whole way.
Yeah.
Try to do that. Mm-hmm. It's the expensive one.
That's the big one.
That's the big one.
Yeah. But that will leave it in good nick.
In good nick. The floor was covered in stone...
Yes.
What would you say? Slabs?
Flags.
Yeah. And they're all intact. We got them all lifted out.
We can see some of them here, just among the earth.
Yeah. They are.
So you have them
for going back in again.
Very good.
So, that's tap fantastic. Dancing anytime.
Tap dancing. And just tell me quickly about your builders. So you have stonemasons, obviously, skilled stonemasons.
We have, the main job is leased out or set out to,
mm-hmm,
a company who specialise in heritage.
Okay, brilliant.
But they have employed two local men who have been grown up the side here.
Uh-huh.
And they have a real interest in it.
Fantastic.
Are real interested. Mm-hmm. It's unreal interest.
It's great to for people to learn the skills, you know, working with lime mortar, working with historic buildings, because those skills are in short supply. So it's fantastic to see them
Round Tower Lime is, mm-hmm, running courses, mm-hmm, on what would you say, lime mortar,
mm-hmm,
and they were hoping to come here when we get the roof on and run classes.
Fantastic.
And demonstrate how to do it.
Right, brilliant.
That's what we're hoping for.
Pass on those
and Lime Buildings Ireland, they're hoping to do, we're on the phone yesterday wanting to know if they could do the same for 2025.
That's a great idea. It's a great initiative.
Well, I think it is.
You need pointing done and they need to train.
They need to train.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good...
It's a good omen.
Well, thank you so much, Ronan, for showing us around today. It's been fantastic to hear all about this project. It's such a worthwhile project. And I know, Denise, you love to see people applying for these funds and repurposing these protected structures and finding a sustainable use for them. So
absolutely, it's so important. And if people don't avail of these grants, we won't get the funding the following year. So it is very important that people come forward, especially when they have buildings like this that can be restored to use. And we love to see projects like this one at Shanko.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you, Denise and Ronan.